came a voice, and the ripple of sound became one, and it was agreeing.
Look, it was not my hand that killed him. I swear my oath upon my hope of heaven.
Little hope you have of going to heaven, killing a priest in his own church,
a sharp-faced man snarled.
Eternally damned, that is what he will be.
That was a woman's voice. Thorgar's small flame of hope was snuffed out.
Go home, mother. Ask it. I promise you I did no wrong. I am unshuldy.
He tried to keep the tremor from his voice, and his eyes pleaded with them to obey. Osgith opened her mouth to remonstrate, and he repeated his command and vow of innocence. Tears ran down her cheeks, and she held his gaze for a moment. Her mother set a trembling hand upon her arm, and the pair, with the frightened children clasping their skirts, turned and made their way back through the throng, which drew back as though they carried contagion. Once clear of them, Osgith turned back one last time and cried out to her brother and to the crowd,
I will see justice done, Thorgar, upon my oath.
Stay a bit longer and you can see it now, right enough,
came a man's voice, and another laughed without mirth.